This poem is called Fukushima. In this kind of a natural disaster augmented by monstrous human folly, we see language being stressed to its limits. And this poem refers to the belief in Japanese mythology that giant catfish cause tsunamis. Fukushima. The massive catfish thrashes. Flower vase slides across table. Good God! Wave wall breaches. Containment operators wade into. Rumor drifts over. Official denials. Infallible. Evacuate. Abandon. Leave your pets. Rain on tea plants. Failed to extinguish, melted through the floor, isotopes within 12 kilometers, tumors, political connections, power loss, prayers to the goddess of the hearth, fishing ban, radishes recalled, lacking backup, regret that, regulations remain calm, mother's milk, pumped seawater, emission unintended, dosage unknown, half-life, falling teeth and hair, deformities, quarantined, white blood cells, soft-shelled turtle, refrain from eating, not to panic, spent fuel rods, hot spots, pressure buildup, press release, cesium discharged into the sea, deliberate venting, unplanned explosion, radius, uncertain exposure, radium, iodine, absorbed, resigned in disgrace, damaged marrow, rebuilt cooling tower, rice sprouts, reactor restart, almond blossom offering, finned god of tsunamis.